All right, let's talk to Diane Wright from Florida. Is it Danny? Danny.
It's Danny.
Danny.
Danny Wright. Good morning.
Danny Wright.
What happened?
Well, I was walking my little four-month-old puppy, and we have a creek outside the house. And I've never seen an alligator. 20 years I've been here. I've seen millions. I've just never seen any in this little tiny creek behind my house.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just heard a squeal, and it was the alligator had my dog in his mouth.
What's your dog's name?
Dax.
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 And, I just... instinct just took over, you know. I held on to his leash, and the alligator went right back into the creek, so all three of us are now in this nasty algae-filled creek.
Oh.
I know. I was horrified, but the alligator had him by his collar, by his air tag, which was the best thing that ever could have happened, because I was able to grab that collar and just yank him out of the alligator's mouth and throw him onto the bank. And then...
Wow. So that's just you and the alligator in the water?
What?
So that's just you and the alligator in the water?
Just me and the alligator in the water.
Oh, boy.
So yeah, walking along the creek was probably not... walking along the creek with the dog, probably not a good idea.
Never again.
Never again.
Good.
Yeah. But everything you did after that.
Yeah. Heroic.
I would put you forward as a tremendous pet owner.
Yeah.
No.
You put your life in danger to save Dax.
You would do it too.
Oh, yeah. Instinct would kick in.
There could have been more alligators in the water. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, really.
Well, there's a ton of snakes in this water.
It's just not good water, period.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
How old is Dax? Ugh.
Like water moccasins and
Water moccasins.
Yeah, all the nasty stuff.
Oh. How old? Let's do the math here. How old is Dex?
4 months.
Got to go in.
Yep.
Oh,
you have to.
Yeah.
You got to rescue the baby.
I'm like, if it's like 11.
It's got hip trouble.
Had a good life.
Biting the kids.
Water moccasins, alligators.
Keeps crapping on the floor.
Oh, I know. It's so gnarly to think about now. Like,
seriously,
I look at that creek and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
The story could have been much different.
Yeah, we're talking to the dog right now.
Exactly.
Danny Wright is on from Florida. She was walking her dog along a creek, and an alligator jumped out, grabbed the dog. Dax pulled the dog in, and Danny went in, grabbed the collar, ripped it out of the alligator's
mouth, flings the dog to shore. Right.
There was something in there that you punched the alligator in the eye.
Oh, he had my arm in his mouth.
Oh.
So he wasn't letting go.
Right. So I'm coming.
How did he get your arm?
When you're reaching for the dog?
When I was reaching for the dog, he bit my arm.
Oh.
So
yeah, I'm the same way with lunch. Don't touch my food.
Yeah. So my left arm was in his mouth, and my dad was a Brockton cop. He always told me, just fight.
A what cop? And
Brockton.
Brockton.
It's a tough area. She's tough.
Okay.
I like her.
Okay.
All right. I won't mess with you in a bad guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just fight.
I started punching. I must have punched him like 8 times. I'm elbowing. I'm kicking. And I flipped him over.
Whoa.
Because he was only 5 feet long. This wasn't a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, but it's still pretty heavy.
You see, here in Connecticut, we don't say only 5 feet. We say 5 feet.
Right. We scream and run like little girls.
Oh, my God.
But so I was able to flip him over onto his back.
Wow.
And I got like an elbow to like, I want to say like his throat almost.
Like a wrestling move, right?
Yeah. Oh. I played rugby. Yeah. So.
Jesus.
Can you put the alligator on the phone?
This alligator picked the wrong dog. No kidding.
The alligator left the state.
But like, by no means am I'm only 5 foot tall. I weigh 105 pounds.
Wow.
It's not like I'm big. I'm just in shape. And I just beat the shit out of him until he let go.
I actually don't want to hit the dump button on that S word
right.
because the way you delivered it.
It was so that was expert delivery.
Very scripted.
Yeah. It was expert.
I felt it.
If you're listening on the radio, go back to this podcast later to hear that line.
Yep.
So worth the trip.
Very descriptive.
I think Dax needs a shirt that says "My mom's so tough." Or something.
He doesn't have one already.
Danny Wright is on from Florida. She was walking her dog Dax along a creek, and an alligator jumped out, made the mistake of grabbing Danny's dog, and Danny fought back like hell.
He made her mad.
Nope. Dax already has a winter coat made out of that alligator.
Nice. And she's got a pair of shoes and a suitcase.
And Dax has a beautiful belt.
Right?
Wow. Okay, so you grabbed the collar out of the alligator's mouth. The alligator grabs you by the left arm, and you just start punching this thing. And
wailing on it.
Wailing on it.
Like a cheese
you
omelet.
Beat the S out of it.
Yep.
You flip it over. You do an elbow down into its
throat. Did you smack your elbow first?
Think about what's like going through this alligator's mind. First, it's like, food.
Nice and soft and chewy.
Then it's like, what the hell is happening to me?
I can't see. I can't see.
My eye, my throat.
Don't hit me, bro. Don't hit me, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You guys are so funny.
Jeez.
Like, imagine you reach into a bag of Cheetos, and then all of a sudden something's just pummeling your face.
Right.
What's happening?
I was just having a snack.
Yeah, the guy owns the Cheetos.
Wow.
So where's the alligator
and
now?
That's all my dog would have been to him was a snack, you know?
Yeah. Right. 5-foot alligator. You jumped into water that's infested with snakes, water moccasins, alligators, algae, slime, and grossness. Wow. All right. So
when I got out of the water.
Wait, you elbow.
Like
hold on. We're at the elbow part. You elbow this thing in the throat. Then what happened?
Right.
So he let go. He opened his mouth enough that I could pull my arm out, but his teeth were in my arm. So, the bite. It's just my whole forearm on my left. Thank God it was my left arm. But
now you're hitting arm.
Not her punching arm.
Thank God.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
So then I just ran. The minute I didn't run. I kind of climbed out of this creek because I was so slimy.
I'd be like, shower now, quickly.
Well, no, I ran in, and we have an outdoor shower, and I just wanted to get all that algae off me before the ambulance and everything got here. And then
how did you know the ambulance was coming?
Oh yeah, I had my phone, and I had thrown it when I saw the alligator, and when I came out, I just grabbed my phone and I ran, and I grabbed my dog because. At this point, I didn't even know if he was hurt.
Yeah, right. What was Dax doing while you were, torquing up the alligator?
He's trying to get back in.
Oh, really?
To save you.
Waiting to tag. So tag me.
I'm screaming, no, go back, go back.
While you're fighting the alligator.
Save yourself.
While I'm fighting an alligator.
Oh, man.
You are a hero to the dog. You're a hero.
She is a hero.
Yeah, she risked her life.
This is hero.
Yeah, that's
that
hero.
That word gets over you. This is hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, could be. That's talking to a dog.
No, anyone would have done it.
No, that's not true.
I promise you.
No, not what you did. No.
What was I going to do? Sit there and listen to my dog get mauled?
Yes, people have done it. They call 911 or they scream help.
They didn't grow up with Brockton knowledge, man. did not.
I would have jumped in, but I probably would have lost.
I was like, okay, this one's for Rocky Marciano. This one's for Marvin Hagler.
I love you.
You're right there. You're right under him.
Nice.
All the Brockton boxes.
Nice.
Oh, man. All right, so you hit it in the throat with your elbow. It lets first you flip it over, 5-foot alligator, hit it in the throat with your elbow. It lets your left arm go. You run out.
Right.
Grab your dog. Grab your phone. You called 911?
Yep.
And then you showered. on the outdoor shower. Get that stuff. So now you're like, how bad are you bleeding?
Pouring out. Wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Oh.
She said her whole.
You wouldn't believe.
The only
the
thing
blood.
I would think is like all that algae, all that muck is in the wounds.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Think of it.
That's it. And it's not just my arm. I mean, I don't know if you know, like, if you've touched an alligator, but
it's rough.
Every part of them is sharp and bumpy.
Yeah.
So
armor.
Like, his tail was whacking my legs. So my legs are all hacked up.
Oh, is that why you had the bandage on your leg? I was curious about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I still can't believe it happened. Like, it doesn't feel like, because when it was happening, I wasn't thinking at all. Like, I think I was in shock.
It's all instinct.
Seriously. You got to go somewhere else.
You got to call a dump truck to fill in that creek.
Are there any security cameras that recorded any of this? That'd be something else to watch. Yeah, me too.
Because it was behind the houses, so like no one really had any.
The greatest fight ever.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
Oh, I could pay-per-view.
I would love to see it.
Me too.
Wow.
The alligator wants
Danny
to
write his own. She saved her dog from a 5-foot alligator by beating the S out of him. Literally.
Whatever happened to the alligator?
The trappers came and took him. Boy, he put up a fight.
Again? Really? With the trappers.
Yeah. Wow.
The two trappers came, and you know, the only thing that alligator got from me, and he still had it in his mouth, my slide, my Adidas slide, my shoe.
No. Took your shoe.
Oh, my God. You went in and slides.
It's a kinky gator.
Oh, jeez.
You are something else. Hey.
No.
I know. The thought of my feet being in there. I mean, my whole body.
That was not what I was thinking.
Right.
Wow.
Ruined my pedicure and everything.
Oh, man.
Right.
Danny, are you single, married, what?
Single.
Wow.
Tough.
By choice.
Do you know anyone up in New England?
Wow. You're a great catch. I'll tell you that.
You are.
Yeah. That's just that kind of an instinct that covers a lot of ground. It says a lot.
It does.
About the person.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I swear, you guys would have done the same thing.
Probably would have done something, that's for sure, yeah. But I don't think I would have.
I would have went in. I don't know if I would have fought it as well as you did.
Yeah.
Like, you did a good job.
Right.
You got, you kicked that thing's ass quick and got out of there.
The elbow to the throat. I'm like,
the elbow to the throat.
Yeah, you would have
flipping it over, and then the elbow to the beating the S out of its eye and then flipping it over, elbow to the throat. I'm like, this is.
Yeah.
That elbow is the don't come back.
Yeah.
That's the, all right, I won, but now don't come back.
No, the elbow is let go of my effing arm.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, I was like, my arm is really starting to hurt right now, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't. Right. With me, it would have been a pair of flops on the shore and a very full alligator.
Anybody see AJ? His dog's over here. His flip flops are over there.
I don't see him, though.
There'd be an alligator.
My voice inside.
Yeah.
It sounded like his voice when he burped.
Wow. And Dax is good. You're good now.
Yeah. Dax doesn't have a scratch on him.
That's great.
Yeah. Stay away from that part of the backyard.
How many stitches did you get? Did you get any?
57.
57. Damn.
Whoa.
Oof.
Whoa.
Just put a cool tattoo over that.
Oh, no, that's like a badge right there.
That's right. Yeah, you don't cover that.
Plug an alligator's mouth over.
I may put an alligator next to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Something. Signify.
With a big X through him.
Right, and a slide.
Yeah, the slide.
Get a D's to pay for it.
Wow, Danny, you're something else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. This has been so much fun. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I've never done a radio show before, but this is awesome.
Man, you never fought an alligator before either.
This
so now
true.
You've got two things off your list
exactly.
that you've never done.
Yep.
Really? Wow. Really pleasure to talk to you. You did a great job.
You did.
You guys, too. Thank you so much. And listen, if you find any single guys, send them down to Land O'Lakes, Florida.
All right. Okay. They might be afraid, but...
Like butter.
What kind of guy do you like? Do you like a tough guy?
You want some... like pretty boys.
Okay. Like pretty boys.
All right, good. All right. You could be the tough one.
Right, exactly. You get to find out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're
right.
The pants wearer.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, and if you listen, if you want to see like there's videos of the aftermath that's on my TikTok page. But,
oh, cool.
Okay.
Danny Wright.
All right, and we'll link up on the radio station website. Danny Wright, thanks for coming on. Great job.
Anytime. Thank you, guys. All you have right. a great week.
You too. Oh, my God. What an amazing woman.
Wow.